Hello, my name is Krask. Fuck that! Pwede bang mag-goodbye na lang ako?
Welcome to the Broke Gamer Podcast. This is Kenny, and I'm with...
Oh, hi! Sorcerer Supremacy, all day. I'm Franco.
Matagal nun, ha?
Wait, at least naman magkaroon ng intro na every now and then.
Oo nga, pero it's been a long time since nakapag-record kami ulit ni Franco. Pero syempre, yung mga listeners natin hindi alam yun. Pero ba't ko pinalam sa kanila? Because parang yung episode na to na postpone na postpone, ang dami kasing nangyari sa mga buhay-buhay natin.
Oh gosh, this backstory, oo nga.
Pero ikaw ba, ano bang nangyari sa buhay mo this past weeks with the S?
Now that, of course, we're pretty much recording this around December, and now that the year's wrapping up, parang dun ko nararamdaman yung... I don't wanna call it karma, pero parang the fact na ang dami kong na-start within the year na, of course, gusto kong ma-finish up within the same year, biglang nagpaparamdam na sila. So...
Ang daming, ano, ang daming napopospone na hindi atin alam na napopospone pala. Tsaka parang ang bilis ng taon. Parang kahapon lang, kaka-New Year lang, no?
Funny enough, parang ganun rin yung pakiramdam ko eh. Parang it's like yung winoworry ko before or maybe yesterday kung paano ako makakasipot sa Manila. In the middle of January para sa birthday ni Arjun, and now I'm wondering how the hell am I gonna stay put dito sa Metro Manila before I head home sa province para lang makapag-celebrate kami ng anniv, which is December.
Oh my God, mag-a-anniv na kayo ni Franco?
Yeah, I mean, this 19, pero yeah. Parang every year namin kailangan ma-figure out kung paano, kasi nga naman ako rin ay may required attendance sa probinsya, so to speak.
Happy anniversary and happy scheduling. pero around this time din tayo na gano'n, diba? Around this time din tayo nag-create or nag-plan out last year ng ituloy yung Broke Gamer Podcast.
More or less, ano?
More or less, parang, huh?
Oh, parang mga small drops, inklings na parang maybe this, that. Tapos parang stepping into 2023 was like the time na parang, okay, lapag. Parang ganun.
Oo, tapos nag-start tayo at mag-set up or parang mag-plan out around mga March or April. Tapos, yun, nagtuloy-tuloy na hanggang, eto, December na, nakakapag-record na tayo. And I'm really quite happy kasi... Ano may kahit may meron tayong mga hindrances when it comes to scheduling, when it comes to planning out, basically, na tuloy natin siya, na itatawid natin.
Yun nga eh, parang now that you've mentioned it, parang nagsisink in sa akin na parang, oh shit, this is running na talaga, no? This is, umaandar na talaga to eh.
Oo, totoo, kahit ang daming nagkakasakit, ang daming... Alam mo yun, kailangan mo ng konting tulong.
Yeah, it's amazing na we're getting this far into the podcast na parang we're still getting people, we're still getting the recordings done. It's amazing talaga. Parang, I mean, kudos to you. You're still keeping it together para lang mapaandar talaga itong podcast mo. And I'm just glad na pwede kong mabigyan ikaw ng support. And of course, yung mga guests natin na naro-wrangle natin every now and then.
Totoo. Kasi ang hirap din maghanap ng guest, especially December na, like you said earlier, na nire-record namin to. I don't know when will this air, pero for our listeners, ito ang episode na to. Nire-record namin siya this December. So, medyo ang daming ganap na mga tao. And we're quite happy na meron tayong isang guest na talagang kahit ilang beses na postpone itong recording na to, is still, is very much available, if I may say, talagang gumawa siya ng paraan para makasama tayo.
Nako, we could not be sorry enough, sa totoo lang.
Oo nga, and mostly dahil sa akin yung iba.
I mean, siguro, two strikes lang naman eh, come to think of it. So parang carry pa.
I'm crossing my fingers no, ano, kanina talaga. Well, nung naghihintay ako ng recording, I'm crossing my fingers na sana hindi ako maka three strikes. Pero in any case, I would like our listeners to welcome. He is a graduate cum laude at USD, which, di ba, napaka... he is a graduate cum laude at USC of College of Medicine and currently an emergency room physician in Angono, Rizal. And frankly, this is matagal ko na siyang nakikita sa ano sa online. He is a winner at Mr. Bear Fahrenheit 2020. Well, noon yung pan ano, hayaan na natin siyang mag introduce ang sarili niya. I would like to introduce Mr. Francis Javier Alanige, aka Doc Papa Bear.
Hello, good evening, good morning. It's nice to be here sa recording, sa podcast. I am an emergency physician sa Angono, Rizal, and yes, I parang the title of Mr. Bear Fahrenheit 2020 was given to me, and it is the year nung nagkaroon ng pandemic, so that's why parang there wasn't a lot of fanfare during that time. But nonetheless, I did my best parang spread the awareness of my advocacies, and the event.
How was it like though? Kasi ako, I'm really quite curious na ano yung ginagawa ng isang Mr. Bear here in the Philippines?
Well, each Mr. Bear has certain parang advocacies. Parang the Mr. Bear before me had HIV awareness as an advocacy. Same as mine, actually. So during our reigns as Mr. Bear Fahrenheit, we sort of parang using the platform, we sort of parang I personally posted more HIV facts and then more of parang HIV awareness related materials sa both sa Twitter ko and sa Facebook and sa site ng Mr. Bear Fahrenheit. Mostly yun. So, bawat Mr. Bear, may kanya-kanyang advocacy. Like, Alex naman, the one who succeeded me, his is parang mental health. So, kanya-kanya. So, just spreading awareness dun sa kanya-kanyang advocacies mo. Yeah.
Perfect. Let's clap for that. I mean, ano naman, parang we here in the Philippines and also, I mean, the world rather, the universe rather.
Yes.
I mean, we all need that education. Kasi even me, kahit hindi naman ako ganun ka prominent when it comes to the gay world. Hindi naman prominent ba ako? Hindi naman. Pero I also try to explain to my peers na kasi sometimes kasi we lack education when it comes to HIV and LGBT awareness, even the SOGI bill, na I always try to push that to them. Not naman na parang i-force mo sila to, you know, to listen to you, pero the more we speak about it, the more people would, you know, try, parang nagpa-plant ka ng seed sa thought nila na it's not wrong, it's not, you know, kasi parang ang pangit kasi ng ano yan eh, ng stigma when it comes to that. Wala lang, gusto ko lang siyang i-enter dito sa podcast natin kasi hindi lang naman to puro games. We would like to also educate people as an advocate myself.
I agree.
well, siya nga naman, Kenny, parang, in fairness nga naman to games, parang, there's that thing kasi pagdating sa games, especially the very social ones, it actually feels like a vehicle for us to, I guess, find our state of belongingness. Kasi, gamers, funnily enough, are parang very social, even if ang most classic na image pagdating sa atin ay nasa bahay lang, dun sa kanilang kwarto, nakatutok sa TV with the console. Truth is, there's so many versions of gamers na talaga, whether that's the very social ones na nagbo-board games sa coffee shop, or that one na sabi ko nga parang very classic na image. And yun nga parang it doesn't feel as different when we talk about yung pagdating sa more gender sexuality based na mga communities and those matters of belonging and advocating for ourselves in terms of our rights and yung ating mga
Very true. Kasi nag-evolve na din yung mga games ngayon. Like, it's more inclusive. Like, ngayon kasi, this December and maybe last month, I bought this game called Coral Island, which is a farming game. Pero napaka-inclusive niya na kasi, alam mo yun, dumadagdag yung inclusivity, if I may say, na your character, kahit ginawa mo siya as cis male or cis female, you can still marry or court or date yung mga male guys, like what I did. Na dinadate ko yung mga lalaki. Tapos merong mga parang yung mga characters, hindi sila perfect. Like some one of the character there have stretch marks, merong amputee, diba? Parang nagiging ano sila, nagiging more inclusive na yung mga games ngayon, which included also gay lesbian dating. Na parang, kaya we need to really speak up, na parang mas maging aware pa yung mga tao when it comes to this kind of topics, diba?
I think inclusivity is the trend nowadays, and it should be the thing that we should all do. Yeah, it should be the norm. Because, like for example, in Dungeons and Dragons, there are steps towards inclusivity. Like there are certain situations that promote and advocate for inclusivity, whether it be physical, parang physical impairments or sexual issues or social issues. Mm-hmm. I think that the trend nowadays is becoming more about inclusivity.
Mm-hmm. Yun nga, parang jumping back to the ano, to the topic of D&D and also my reference for D&D, which is Baldur's Gate. Which Baldur's Gate, congratulations for getting the award for Game of the Year. 2023 and kakatapos lang namin manood ni Tom kanina ng awards, ng Game Awards, and I would I would like to congratulate Baldur's Gate kasi hakot award sila, girl. Talagang halos lahat ng nominations nila nakuha nila. Parang isa lang yata yun. Ewan ko, nakita ko, parang isa lang hindi nila nakuha yung Game Direction Award. Hindi nila nakuha. Nakuha yata ng Alan Wake ba yun? I forgot eh. But, pero, yeah, hakot award sila. Which is, yeah, going back to the topic of inclusivity. In Baldur's Gate also, parang, you don't, walang harang kung sino. Kasi in Baldur's Gate, you can also date your party members. And you can also have sex with them kung merong event na ganun. So, walang pinipiling gender ang love. You know, even in games, na which is honestly masaya ako nakikita.
Yeah, especially in games nga eh. Parang, I wouldn't say na parang the most historical na version ng D&D is what Baldur's Gate 3 is finding its roots from. Pero I guess more recent ones, tipong a reinterpretation of the nature of D&D where being a game where you can create just about anything and anyone you want, it lends its way talaga to a sense of diversity and finding inclusivity in that diversity. Hence nga naman, paglabas ni Baldur's Gate being such an amazing na game, with or without awards, amazing na game through to D&D, ang daming instances na ganyan. Parang, kami na lang ni Arjun at this point, especially with the award, speaking of, ay Parang Larian Studios discount please. But I digress. No.
Larian Studio, please ano, please reply to my emails. Sponsor us.
Get back to my DMs.
Which I highly doubt, especially award-winning company na sila. Well, ano naman, wala lang. Pero ano, pero ikaw Doc, do you play yep. games then also aside from tabletop games like sabi ko bali the Baldur's Gate or Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah. I am very interested to play Baldur's Gate, but I do play other games like Diablo 3. Mostly those kinds of games. None of the parang mga barrel or stuff, but mostly fantasies, yeah. Tsaka, Diablo 3. I've been meaning to get into Baldur's Gate, but haven't had the time recently to actually.
Try mo. It's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen a lot of characters. Yeah.
Yeah. As pwede mong pabalik yung character. because also part of the inclusivity keme na sinabi natin kanina. When you're creating the character in Baldur's Gate, you can choose their reproductive organ. Like really. Kahit pwede mong pang i-design
so
reproductive organ nila. Even male yung ginawa mong character, you can put a vulva on the male character, and if you have a female character, you can put a penis.
Yeah.
Papanggalin mo yung breast niya, pwede din ganun. So, alam mo yun, there's trans inclusivity and
exactly.
Living for it.
In fairness din kay Baldur's Gate, gawa dyan tuloy. When I was, I guess, monitoring yung premiere nung, or yung pag-alis ng Baldur's Gate 3 from early access or beta, however you wanna call it, talagang napansin ko na parang halos it's been 2 weeks at yung mga YouTubers at mga streamers ay hindi pa nakaka-move on sa character creation. Kasi there is the hide clothes feature.
Oo, tatanggalin mo yung clothes niya while customizing the character so you can see the whole body, even the reproductive organ, which some of the games, especially the older games, natanggal nila, parang they don't include that, na parang pwede mo tanggalin yung damit ng character mo while creating it para ma-customize mo yung body niya. Sometimes siguro yung top lang yung pwede mo tanggalin, and when it's female, they're lalagyan pa rin nila ng bra, and Baldur's Gate disregarded all of that. Parang tinanggal talaga nila lahat, which sparks a lot of conversation then when it comes to character creation. Dapat ba ganito? Parang napaisip yung ibang games na should we include that? Pero syempre, there's also parang yung syempre yung censorship na parang this is not for children. Parang siguro iniisip lang din nila yan. And which brings us to the topic of character creation. Diba?
Alright, oo. We are more or less gonna talk about yung what it is na pwedeng gawin ng isang player or yun nga player in terms of getting into a session. Tipong, what can they do to maximize a session that they are attending? Which could mean what they can prepare in advance, what they can give to the table during the session, or what else they can do after ng session mismo.
Totoo.
Yung mga ganon.
Pero ikaw, ano, before we jump right into that, gusto ko lang malaman din how Doc and you met.
Well, Doc, you wanna...
Grindr, the
wanna
joke lang.
Touch on that.
Grindr, the joke lang po. Yeah.
Swipe right, D20.
Natural crit. I got into D&D mostly because of, I guess, Franco, yeah? Because of the very dysfunctional gaming group, right? Right, Franco?
Ah, yes. So that is our group nga naman where most of yung mga naging parang sessions where me and the Doc are involved, whether parang kami both players or one of us are dungeon masters, dun yung parang bulk of our parang interactions.
Oh, so this is before Greasy Snitches?
Ay, no.
No.
A bit, well, a bit, a bit before pandemic ano doc, parang ganun.
Yeah, yeah. Oo. Pero I think Greece snitches si Franco, but we were playing homebrew games. So parang Greece snitches and then homebrew games and then D&D AL games and then yeah, I got introduced to the D&D to Franco's D&D group because you know, parang they figured out that I was interested to play and then I got into their group na became my group as well. Yeah.
So when did you start playing ba? And if I may ask, how did you start playing? Paano na spark yung interest mo when it comes to Dungeons and Dragons, Doc?
I started playing roughly 2 or 3 years ago. And the reason why, because the thing about D&D is you could parang you role play a certain character or character type. As a doctor, it's my life is quite stressful. Kaya naisip ko na parang I really needed some form of release or parang mabawasan yung tension. So and I kind of like to parang play a character that's similar to my profession. So parang so that's why
let me guess, cleric. Got,
yes. Cleric. Yeah. So that's why when I got into D&D, I was although my first class was barbarian like cuz I'm like the chunky big muscle guy. Yeah, because I'm into that, and then I eventually evolved into being a cleric. So parang because I parang hindi ako makakala if somebody nakikita ko bumabagsak yung hit points ng like kasama ko ganun. So
well, you can be a chunky cleric, a chunky big boy cleric.
Yeah, actually, but most of my clerics are big-breasted women. So yeah.
When it comes to doing a session with you, Doc, what parts of a playable character or is important na to prepare before a session for you?
I think before going into a game, you should parang think of a parang your frame of mind should be more on the fun side. You should actually parang enjoy the character. You should embody the character that you're playing. So whether it be a cleric, whether it be a barbarian, a badass barbarian, or whether it be a thief, I mean, you should embody it. And when it comes to technicalities, I guess it doesn't hurt to parang, believe it or not, pagka naglalaro ako, I have this cheat sheet. Parang, it's a sheet that contains all the details of my character. Whether it be the movement, HP, my armor class, and then the saving throws. So parang it would help you greatly if you parang sort of make a sheet. I just write it down para parang alam ko yung guide ko. So yeah, so mostly that.
Perfect. And then parang character sheet siya, di ba?
Yeah, character sheet. But dun sa cheat sheet ko, I also write down my moves. For example, if player X falls or if a player parang drops to 0 HP, I know what I could do. As an action or a bonus action or parang I write down my moves or if I'm a barbarian what ko ano yung capacity ko to deal damage and ko ano yung mostly that parang a guide really.
I see. Okay, this is getting interesting kasi last episode we discussed character creation and gusto ko lang din malaman kasi how would, for example, me, I would like to know how does one join a campaign or party? For example, ako lang mag-isa, kunwari wala kayo, na I would really like to join something or a campaign tapos wala naman akong kakilala na naglalaro ng D&D, how would I get into a party or a campaign? Ganun.
I think like what happened sa akin, like there are groups that in Facebook, you could actually search sa Facebook. There are groups and parang like a club na you could join. Doon nakasulat yung kung sino yung mga people, and then they direct you to a Discord channel. Uh-huh. Tapos there, I mean, most of the people in these groups are very, very welcoming. So even if you don't know anyone, they are more than happy to help. And they're always, parang, they always prioritize people who are new to the game. So so that you could learn the game even better. So they set up parang newbie games. Ganun.
Kaya kami kumuha ni Franco din. Kasi I was that newbie then. So nung na-introduce na ako and this all happened, parang nung last year nga, like we are talking about earlier when nung start ng podcast, is nag-usap kami ni Franco na paano kaya pa magawa tayo ng podcast to teach people what to do before or character creation. And hindi lang kasi ang plan out pa namin is yung mga gusto ding mag-DM. So, watch out guys. Meron tayo nun. Pero for now, talagang ito yung main goal ko personally na ma-reach out yung mga newbie na kung saan sila gusto, paano sila makapag-join. And yeah, yun lang. Pero yun nga, ad doc, kasi diba, from what I know, you don't all, hindi ka lang naglalaro personally, like as a player, diba? Nagdi-DM ka din. So, for new players, how can I, especially for example for me, can I join a playthrough mid-campaign? For example, naglalaro na kayo lahat, for example, ang dami nang nangyari. Tapos, syempre, hindi naman laging pag gusto sumali ng isang player, parang ano pa lang start pa lang eh. Paano pala pag nag-start na and you're mid-campaign na, pwede pa rin ba ako sumali pag ganun?
I think, while I do prefer na from the start of the campaign, nandoon ka na, for example. I don't mind having players join mid-campaign, because it still is parang most of the games in Dungeons and Dragons are parang it's like a range. Like for example, tier 1 would range from level 1 to level 4. So even if like your companions have leveled up like 1 or 2 levels more than you, I personally create instances where you could level up well, in mid-game, so parang you could catch up with the rest. Kasi, yeah, parang ganun. Ginagawan ko ng scenarios or instances para makakatch up yung person. So, for example, as a breakaway campaign, like which is similar dun sa main campaign, but it's like a branch para lang makahabol. In terms of level, pero there are, of course, this is just me. I mean, there are some dungeon masters that do not know how to appreciate yung enthusiasm ng isang player joining mid-game. So, but yeah, but for me, it's perfectly okay. But to some, it's not. So, basta sa akin, yeah, I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ibalik ko Franco and Doc. Na-try nyo na ba? Na-try nyo naman mag-join ng part ng campaign mid playthrough.
Oh, I'ma try that one. Sige, I'll try this one. Pero before jumping into that, can I just say na parang gusto kong ma-steal yung idea or yung hack ni Doc ng cheat sheet? Kasi kasi in fairness, it's a nice trick. Especially looking at the character sheet, it tends to be a lot. So parang condensing it into that parang more or less parang isang notepad of information na frequently accessed na information, it's a nice trick kung sakali. And in fairness, I would have... I would have expected that kay Doc kasi promise kahit anong mangyari pagkasama ko siya sa table, siya yung masipag na magsusulat. So parang ako, yes, I'm safe. Gets ko kung ano nangyari dito sa module na to even if months later into the future na tayo. So parang, sige, nice. Anyway, for this one, so, yung parang, I guess, one of my oldest na characters dito sa 5th edition, which was Ronson, parang gnome na lightning sorcerer, parang ganun, Storm Sork. Meron siyang long-standing career na parang nakikijump rin siya ng mga groups and parties parang across Faerun. So parang what happened with him is that it's more or less like yung description rin kasi, at least siguro on the player side muna, it's pretty much yung naabutan rin ni Doc in terms of getting connected with a certain group, whether that's a Facebook group or maybe a group chat na, and getting you on board sa kanilang mga ginagamit na platform, whether that is Discord, maybe Roll20, or at the time, especially before the pandemic, is parang location nila kung saan sila nagpe-play, whether kaya mong puntahan or whatever. I mean, we could do that na rin naman at this point by what I'm sensing. So, there's that. Pero, yeah, para when it comes to the actual in-game naman, the Dungeon Master has ways rin naman. Like, yung setup ni Doc, parang pwede siya mag-setup ng splinter campaign kung saan dito natin na-assessuin yung character mo. Let's get it up to speed para pagbalik sa main campaign, medyo same level na sila or parang same pacing na. Ako na rin naman, having ran a few games rin naman myself, usually ang ginagawa ko in getting a character into a campaign is binibigyan ko na sila ng mga good few chances na mag-spotlight ng mag-spotlight. Not necessarily parang super, ano ba yung baptism of fire or whatever na parang, oh, sige, intro, sample. Pero parang, parang nagsasetup lang ako ng mga, I guess, mga basis reference or justification na, okay, pwede natin itong i-declare na parang milestone. Okay, 50 to the experience mo, and then milestone, and then milestone, and then, okay, sapat na yan. Pwede ka na mag-level up, and level up. And that could match na rin yung pacing ng party as a whole. So, ayun. Minsan paborito ko sa Bard eh, parang, titingnan ko yung kanilang character sheet, super bago, tapos biglang, of course, magandang performance check. Tapos biglang, ang kanyang proficient na instrument is parang horn. So ako, ay sige, dito tayo sa tavern, dyan nila makikita character mo. Na mag-perform ka doon sa sulok, bilis.
Para makikita nila bigla doon yung character.
I think what's important is that yung parang like what Franco said, you are able to integrate the new players parang in a seamless and logical way. Parang ganun. Parang like, for example, if the character is a bard, parang you get to meet this new player in a tavern or while performing. Mm-hmm. Or if the character is a barbarian, parang like in the thick of a battle, this barbarian comes to the rescue to help the party. Parang ganun. It's always finding way para to parang may add seamless yung the other player. It's not about exclusion. For me, yeah, it's not about exclusion kasi. It's more about integration. So, yun ang maganda dapat.
That's sweet though. Pero nangyari na ba yun? Na for example, hindi nyo ka-level yung bagong character or kailangan talaga ka-level nila. Kasi when it comes to Baldur's Gate, going back again to my reference, kasi in the party, apat lang yung pwede mong dalhin na character. Yung ginawa mong character and three other character. Kung wala kang kalarong ka-co-op, meron kasi siyempre mga playable characters din. Tapos pag tatlo lang yung dala mo, tapos ang dami mo pa rin siya mga may-meet, like five more other characters na gusto na pwede mong i-customize din. Pero, kahit hindi mo sila kasama, tapos sinama mo sila bigla, tinanggal mo sa party yung isa, iniwan mo sa camp mo, magiging ka-level na siya agad. Kasi para makukuha, ma-accumulate din yung experience na nakuha nyo as a party, tapos ma-add sa kanya, sa ka-level nyo na siya. So, does that happen ba in the real playthrough of Dungeons and Dragons na magiging ka-level nyo dapat talaga siya or hindi pwedeng maiwan siya ng one level, ganun?
It's much more fluid eh pagdating sa Dungeons and Dragons kasi let's not forget kasi na Dungeons and Dragons even up to today is still a pen and paper game. So parang yung mga ano ba yun? Everything that's been programmed pagdating sa Baldur's Gate 3 when you set it back sa setup ng Dungeons and Dragons is still up to the table's decision as a whole. Tipong I guess pwede mag-declare ng parang decision si Dungeon Master pero hopefully with some good bit of consultation rin naman doon sa kanya mga players sa table mismo. Tipong some of the rules can be up for discussion pa rin talaga when it comes to Dungeons and Dragons unlike kay Baldur's Gate na nakaprogram na into a game.
Yeah. I think in Dungeons and Dragons naman, like I said, there are tiers of play. Like pagka tier 1 game, and usually yung range ng characters can be from any from level 1 to level 4. So minsan ang joiner is dalawang level 1 and then isang level 3, isang level 4. The game has adjustments for that. Like kung merong iba-iba, you average everything up and then if it meets a certain number, parang yung difficulty ina-adjust. So yun naman ang maganda sa Dungeons and Dragons. Like there are adjustments even if you are not at all pare-pareho ng levels. The difficulty will adjust naman. So yun.
Okay. So napag-usapan na natin yung a new character wanting to join. So I would also like to ask this kasi for example, we're a party. Me, you, Franco, we're a party of characters sa campaign. Paano pala for example, ako, I cannot join this session pero it's all planned out na nandiyan na kayo pero I have an emergency. How can I inform the DM and ano yung best way para hindi mahinder yung session nyo?
Yeah, that's tough.
I can't join DM. I'm sick.
Well, honestly, kasi emergency. So, an emergency is an emergency, whatever the reason is. But always you always inform the DM, whether it be upfront or discreetly. Mahalaga yon. In the middle of a session, I guess, kahit basta emergency talaga.
So, paano pag natamad lang ako lumabas ng bahay, ganun?
Oh my God.
The damage, papatay ko talaga yung character mo. And then, just kidding. Oops, patay siya. Just seriously, I mean like, there's always a polite way of parang saying that you know you have to leave the table or you cannot join a session. So the most important thing is actually just informing because mahalaga yon so that the other players around that game can actually adjust. Kasi like for example, ikaw lang yung only character that deals very very big damage and the rest are supports. Mm-mm. Then pagka nawala ka, 'di ba parang
paano sila?
Lahat tayo support. Sino sa support natin? So then I mean like the DM can actually ask some other person to cover or alam mo 'yon just so that the party can become balanced again. Kasi ang mahalaga is always about party composition. So so if you have an emergency, ang mahalaga kasi is always to just inform your dungeon master. Like gaya nga sabi ni Franco, DM, I can't play. Ganun. I'm sorry.
Oh, and pati na rin siguro for the players at the table kasi parang siguro nga si Kenny A, for example, cannot be for the session. I mean, whatever. Parang bahala ka na. You're not in the game anymore. Sige, for this session, parang the players can get creative naman. Parang again, being a pen and paper na game, so much of it is still up to like everybody's decision, everyone involved at the table during that session. Tipong, pwedeng from the side of the DM, pwede siya mag-plant ng kung sino man na NPC na pwedeng sumama doon sa party. Probably the town cleric or whatever. Or kayo, you can get, or as players, you can get creative rin na parang you can go around, maybe bribe the apothecary, yung alchemist doon, baka pwede yung hilahilahin out of some bribe or coercion, yung mga ganun.
Or like, yeah, hire a sidekick, ganyan. Yeah, I agree. Totally.
Oo nga, no? Kasi, also, I don't want to always reference Baldur's Gate, pero in Baldur's Gate, pag, for example, wala na yung mga party mo, parang patay na sila lahat, like, permanently, you can hire links, parang pwede mo silang, pwede mo silang i-hire to cover up the party, no? When it comes to ngayon ko lang na-realize na ganun pala yun pag kinonvert mo in real life na pwede ka pala mag-hire ng mga hired, mga mercenaries, ganun.
It is definitely doable pagdating sa Dungeons and Dragons mismo. Siguro historically may ganun talaga na setup with the older editions ng Dungeons and Dragons, like maybe 3rd, 2nd, what not. Parang there tends to be a common setup daw dati wherein, especially yung mga more squishy na characters tulad ng mga casters, usually, dun daw napupunta yung pera nila. As in talagang, they could get hirelings para lang magkaroon sila ng personal na meat shield if something happens. Not that wala silang tiwala dun sa fighter, barbarian, or whatever. Tipong parang, just body an insurance. Oo.
Yeah.
Pero when it comes to playing games, ito naman. Kasi nung nagkukwentuhan tayo tungkol dun sa character creation, also when it comes to parties, pag ito nga tayong tatlo, tapos ako, newbie ako, and I would, parang napaka-enthusiastic ko na talagang always button, na hindi na kayo nakakapagsalita, parang puro ako na lang yung nagawa. How do players, and if ever DMs na din, how do you basically try to shut me up while playing, including ganun, parang pag-churin salita lang ng salita tapos hindi na makapag-butt in yung mga ibang players. Paano yun? Kasi si, diba, naalala ko tuloy si Frank, naalala ko si Teddy. Yung naglalaro tayo kasi puro siya na lang sa salita.
Girl, hindi ko na mapansin si Teddy in particular doon sa session natin back in like November, was it? November 2021. Kasi parang buong table na was going unhinged. Feeling ko nga si Kenny doon sa solo kay medyo natotrauma na with all the mayhem na nagaganap eh.
Oo, talagang ano na nangyayari? Paano yun? Paano yung ano? For example, when it comes to professional campaigns, paano siya?
Okay.
How?
Ako naman, as a DM, before the game starts, I lay down my rules talaga. Like, if a player is talking, let's give the player a chance to talk. And then, lagi kasi yun eh. Kasi like, you have to really lay down the rules before you play. So that everybody understands na parang, this game doesn't just revolve around you and your character. You should allow parang a healthy social interaction between two characters or two or three, whatever number characters. So, and then when a person, basta mahalaga lang is about respect din. Kasi the game itself is also about respecting yung other players. Kaya nga siya nakakatulong in a way to practice social skills because, you know, it is a good way of parang promoting social skills, healthy social skills. So, as a DM, it's also up to the DM to actually lay down the foundations of how respect should be practiced in the game. So sa akin yun. I don't know about Franco. Franco, how's your take about this?
Actually, yun nga eh. Parang, of course, with the DM facilitating the session and the adventure mismo, at least magkaroon rin siya ng ganong structure to offer to the table, whether that is, yun nga, in terms of interacting with one another or with the adventure mismo, or mga other matters na rin, tipong, again, kasi noong nga naman, kasama nga naman natin si Doc, tipong documentation talaga, taking notes of the adventure, kasi mahirap pag nagkalimutan na months into the campaign. But anyway, siguro on the player side naman, I would think na there are ways rin naman na you can pitch in, tipong perhaps may mga parts ng DM na as they go along with running the session, baka na miss out. So parang you can always have your parang add into the parang rules of the table if you say kahit simpleng taas lang ng kamay just to catch everyone's attention para lang ma-set na meron kang gustong i-share sa table na more or less important talaga with the current situation na na-encounter ng party ninyo in-game. That could be one of the things that you could do. Parang, just so, yun rin, parang in conjunction do sa na-mention ni Doc na parang when someone speaks, parang we let them finish. So parang in a way, para lang ma-signal natin na someone wants to speak, pwede nating ma-set up ng lineup of conversation, raise hands. And then once ma-set na ni DM na okay, your turn naman para mag-share or mag-declare ng kung anong gusto mong gawin in game. So, your turn, sila naman mag-speak, we let them finish, then next player. Parang ganun. Yeah.
Kasi kaya ko siya na itanong. Kasi my references for a campaign is not only Baldur's Gate. I also listen to D&D podcast. Siyempre, in podcast, I can only listen. Hindi ko naman sila nakikita. Kaya hindi ko alam paano yung interaction nila outside of the campaign itself. So, ganun pala. Parang pwede kang mag-raise lang ng hand kung meron kang gustong sabihin. Parang ganun. Kasi mostly kasi, di ba, parang hindi ka makapag-butt in. Like, for example, so two people are bantering or they have like a feud or a beef or parang merong lovers, MME. Parang, syempre, ang hirap na pumasok especially as a new player. Parang ang hirap na mag-join ba ng click nila? For example, most especially siguro pag mid-campaign na and hindi mo naman kilala yung mga kasama mo sa party, and especially in person, parang ilang, na-curious lang din ako. Pero for example, ako na yung naglalaro. What is the best things to keep in mind when it is my turn na? Especially to speak and or action, ganun.
As in combat, parang ganun?
Pwedeng combat, pwedeng outside of the combat. Ano yung, paano okay. Yung
game? Sige, Doc.
I think interactions in general sa D&D is quite tricky. Like for example, I agree, pagka may dalawang taong nagbabant or whatever, it's hard to parang butt in. Pero the way I go about it, it's even harder pagka online eh. Face-to-face is easier kasi pwede ka nga mag-raise ng hand and then the DM will say, parang let's give this person a chance to talk or interact. But in online game, it's a bit harder kasi syempre hindi ka naman makakapag-raise ng hand. So what I try to do is like, I have this parang verbal and parang more of verbal cue na parang okay. Once in a while, okay. Moving on, you see this particular character. Yeah, so that's how I break. Oh, that's how I break the interaction. So yeah, there's always parang a way to parang break the. Like for example, there's too much airtime si player X. Ganyan. So there's a good way of breaking that. Air times to give chance dun sa ibang tao to actually say what say their piece. Yun, kumbaga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does it also apply in combat, Franco?
Oh, well, firstly, I'd have to agree nga naman doon sa observation ni Doc kasi in person is definitely different from online kasi the way you can reach out to people at different levels ay magkakaiba. Tipong, mm-hmm. when in person, tipong if you want to alert the table, there's that example na you can raise your hand. Or if you want to alert specific persons, whether that's the dungeon master or specific players, pwede mo naman siguro silang, lapitan to whisper or whatever na mga ganito-ganito, whatever. When it's online, ang hirap rin yung kasi ang daling makalimot pagdating sa online kasi the screen really looks the same every session, I guess for my case. Pero yun, there are ways pa rin of reaching out to players at various levels. Tipong, if there are two people at the mic doing their banter, like in the case of Discord, there's the chat naman, pwede ka mag-message doon. Or if you need someone specifically na kailangan ma-reach out, like again, the dungeon master, the players, pwede ring personal message. Tipong, there could be ways pa rin to get connected with people and make it parang putting your point across para lang makuha nila for their consideration or whatever decision na need rin nilang gawin into the game.
Okay. Wala lang. Kasi ano, kasi syempre, hindi ko din kasi alam yung ano, yung mga ethics ba? Di ba? Parang ethics mo na din yun eh, as a player. Na, kasi, to be totally honest, gusto ko talagang malaro ulit siya. Parang, or, you know, in real life, na parang, aside dun sa mga nangyari dati na naglaro lang tayo. Yeah. Oh, yun nga, mga etiquette. Paano natin gagawin siya in person. Kaya medyo curious pa ako. Pero yun nga, for example, going back to the topic of playing. Mm-hmm. Paano pag combat? Di ba iba kasi pag totoong nagbabander lang tayo outside of the yung normal na wala pang nangyayari. Paano pag combat na? Ano yung mga things to keep in mind when it's not your turn and when it's your turn?
Okay. During combat, because Franco has seen me play, that's dun pumapasok yung cheat sheet ko. Kasi like, I'm very observant to what happens. Like for example, during combat, it is always good practice to listen kung ano ang nangyayari dun sa combat. Yeah, kasi if you don't listen, more often than not, parang when it comes to your turn, hindi mo alam kung ano yung igagalaw mo. So that's why it is always very important, one, to listen to what's happening. Two, to pay particular, parang, to parang, using your character, what could you do on your turn? You should mm-hmm. be ready dun sa gagawin mo during your turn. Kasi, syempre, iba yung turn nung kakampi mo or yung kalaban mo. And based on what's going on, makigigage mo na kung ano yung dapat mong gawin. Like for example, I'm a cleric. For example, sa round 1, nakita ko na na-reduce na na sobra yung hit points si player X. So alam ko na like for example, for my round, this round will be my chance to heal. Because I cannot attack because madadown yung player or may nadown na player. So, ganun din. In the same way, like, especially for support characters are quite tricky. Because, like, for most of the melee fighters or martial classes, you just need to attack. Yes. Yeah. Pero sa support character, that entails a lot of strategy. It's very important that you know which spell or what ability of your character can actually turn the game around. So, parang dapat habang nagpo-progress yung combat, pagdating sa turn mo, alam mo na kung anong gagawin mo. Mm-hmm. So, yun. So, you should listen at the same time. Get ready with what you're supposed to do. Para when the DM asks for your actions, bonus actions, or whatever it is during your turn, alam mo na kagad. And yeah, that makes a really great player, yung kung alam niya na yung gagawin niya.
Yes, kasi ako, personally, I like playing support characters, even hindi lang sa Dungeons and Dragons, pati na rin sa, ano, for example, Dota, or for example, mga yeah. ibang Final Fantasy, I always love playing yung mga white mages, mga ganun. Kaya, siguro, ano, that's most especially parang nakaka-relate ako when it comes to that. Na, ikaw, Franco, when playing, especially in combat, ano yung mga things to keep in mind personally para sa'yo?
Oh, well, connecting dun nga sa na-share ni Doc, it's a good help yung cheat sheet kasi it gets you very familiar in terms of what you actually can do. Besides yung sa pagmo-monitor nung mga nangyayari throughout the combat as initiative rolls around every round, at least naman maging aware ka rin do sa mga pinakang kaya mo. Not necessarily all of it. Tipong, I guess, yung mga, like in the case of casters, tulad ng cleric, yung mga go-to spells mo. Or in martial characters, like yung fighter, nagamit mo na ba ang second wind mo or hindi pa? Is it necessary yeah. now? Mga ganun. Tipong, also, parang besides getting, being aware of the current situation pagdating sa combat, stay afloat rin in terms of what your character can do in that situation. Tipong, yun, your weapons, your features, and all that.
Yeah.
Big help yung cheat sheet ni Doc, honestly.
Oo, kasi yes. sa dami ng nangyayari, parang kailangan mo talaga ng cheat sheet, no? Kasi, for example, yun, syempre, hindi lang naman yung mga skills and HP and pati na rin syempre yung siguro yung mga inventory nyo or parang kung meron pa kayong potion, like something like that, no?
Yeah, I agree. At saka, aside from that, aside from yung parang what your character can do, what skill is called for dun sa situation, I think another good thing is like you also take a look at the map. More often than not, when characters disperse during a combat, you should know where to para position yourself para optimal. Like for example, Franco knows this because I always place my characters parang when I play dun sa position na uy, mahi-heal ko tong si ganito pagka nag-fall down.
Kasi may range nga pala yung mga heals.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Uh-huh. There are range. May range siya. So, more than actually what you could do in terms of ano, it's also very, very important that you know the position of everybody else that's moving so that you could position yourself optimally para like, alam mo yun, abot sila ng ability mo. Alam mo nga, ganito ang gagawin mo, pero kung mal-positioned ka or hindi magandang positioning mo, you won't be able to help that character.
Cleric ka na sa pinakaharapan
ka. Oh, yeah.
Pagka-cleric ka, wag ka masyadong harapan kasi pagka pinatay ka, wala nang magagawin.
No, I'm a brave boy.
Yeah.
Hindi ko yun, kasi ako si ano, Shadowheart yung cleric lagi nasa harap.
Ay ganun?
Yeah.
Kasi nilalagay ko yung Solar Guardians para pag lumagpasakan yung mga karaban, nata-damage sila.
Ay fair, okay.
Wala lang.
I mean like there are clerics that could really go front. And there are clerics.
Meron sa skill na Sanctuary. Parang pwede nila ikasa sa yeah. nila.
Mm-hmm. Actually, yes. They could also be somewhat tanky. But yun. Positioning is also very important during a game. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As varied as D&D has become, especially as of late, minsan may mga ganito pa rin. They never left out itong mga more classic na setups talaga where supports are a bit more to the back ng conflict and most of the martial characters yung talaga nasa harapan at nakikipagbakbakan, there's that setup pa rin eh, which is good rin to keep in mind, especially if yung naging party composition na nag-turn up para dun sa session is pretty much yung ganong klase na setup talaga. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't hurt na maging aware ka in terms of where your character is on the map and where your other party mates are on the map and yung enemies na rin. Especially kung ganong klaseng session talaga yung nirarunner piniplay ninyo. Very tactical. Tipong you can see your positioning, ranges, mga ganon. Wouldn't hurt to be very familiar in terms of where your characters literally are.
Okay, okay. I think I get it. Ito, I also have a different question naman. So, for example, wala tayo sa combat. Or sabihin natin nasa combat pa din. Or whatever. Parang, meron ba, ano yung mga good opportunities na mag-ask sa DM ng further yung information about kung ano yung nangyayari, like ano yung mga nakikita ng mga characters. Siyempre kasi, di ba, it's a role, it's a tabletop game. Hindi naman natin nakikita siya like virtually. Paano itatanong sa DM yun? Anong itsura? Ano yung HP ng kalaban? Pwede ko ba itanong yun? Parang ganun.
Some DMs will not exactly reveal to you the HP ng kalaban. But they will give you a clue as to how damaged the enemy is. So you could actually ask the DM, then how is the enemy looking right now? Like the DM will say, they will say, very hurt, or very, very hurt, or very, very, very hurt. Like, yeah. So
may narinig akong parang terminology na parang bloodied na daw si kalaban. Yeah, parang ganun.
That. Paano
nga? I do my research.
Go, Campo.
Sige, that used to be an actual parang game term, especially with older editions like 4th going backwards. Tipong, that could be an actual signal, especially like say half HP that actually means bloodied. Tapos going into the last quarter of the HP, yun yung parang very bloodied. Something like that. Going into 5th edition, hindi na nila masyado na keep yun, at least in terms of the writing. Pero the table could decide pa rin naman kung gusto nyo ng ganon. So that the players can be, parang can have yung ganong klaseng shorthand in terms of observing yung kanilang mga enemies during combat. Pero yun pa rin eh, you can still ask anything pagdating sa Dungeon Master during a session. As we like to say pagdating sa Greasy Snitches, you can certainly try. Parang ganun. So, anything you wanna try, edi go lang. So, like say ako, as a player, again, referring siguro dun sa character kong si Ronson the Storm Sword, I have, the character has this tendency na even if ang liit niya at potentially squishy, lalapit siya sa harapan. And ang itatanong ko kagad sa DM is, DM, this one na kaharap ko ngayon, is there anything metallic kaya na suot niya? And the DM could share further information na tipong, you can see na meron siyang chain necklace, parang ganun. Ay, great, o di sige DM. I will reach for the necklace and then shocking grasp.
Ah, may mga interactions na ganun?
Oo, you can get creative sa ganun level. Ako rin, parang again with the shocking grasp, tipong I will make an initial attack ng dagger and then sige, touch ko yung dagger. Shocking grasp.
Like, for example, like for the martial class, like or for others, like you could always ask the DM, like, because yung pagka ang kalaban mo spellcasters, I mean, it's common strategy to eliminate the spellcasters because they could do a lot of control.
Well, yeah,
sa battlefield, yeah. So like ako kasi if I go martial class, I ask like, DM, does this person looks like a spellcaster? And then the DM will say, he seems like it. So at least alam mo na kung sino yung
target
mo. Yeah, or minsan some DMs will say, yes, this is a spellcaster. You will have served him casting something earlier. Ganon. They will, or you could also tell as the DM as to appearances. Like for example, DM, sino dito ang mukhang heavily armored? And then the DM will specifically say, kasi these are things that if you were a character, you would be able to perceive naman, di ba, kung sino yung armor, kung sino yung mukhang may staff or wand na nagka-cast ng spells. So these are
hindi things fighter, that yung I think...
di ba? Parang these are things that you could always ask the DM, and I assume the DM will always oblige. So when you ask them...
Parang, doon na rin ba papasok yung parang mga ano, parang, DM, can I roll for yung ganon-ganon na parang to perceive more, kasi parang can I use that na parang tatanungin ko sa DM na DM, can I roll for myself, ano yung mga nakikita ng character ko, ganon. Tsaka paano yun, for example, nakikita lang ng character ko pero hindi alam ng mga ibang players, parang ibubulong lang ba sa akin ni DM yun na parang DM, anong nakikita ng character ko, or maririnig din lahat ng mga ano. Paano yun, kasi ako lang nga rin nakakita, hindi din nakikita.
Metagaming can be difficult. So go for it. What's your take at this?
Well, I mean, minsan I like that rin eh, especially pag ako yung dungeon master, tipong only this character is able to parang make this perception. Tipong their senses were good enough to pick up this parang signal. It's actually much more, at least yung na try ko before, it feels more tedious pagdating sa physical na setup. Tipong yun rin, parang pwedeng I could reach out to the player, whisper sa kanila na yung character mo may napansin na ganito eh, parang there's smelling sulfur somewhere nearby, parang ganon, for example. Whereas pag sa online naman, again, yung parang mga layers pagdating do sa chat, tipong you could message into the group chat para to their awareness, not necessarily yung immediate awareness, kasi parang who knows, baka nagbabanter yung mga players sa mic, parang sige, bahala muna sila doon. Or you could message one player directly, tipong i-direct message mo lang na your player actually noticed this one eh, parang something smells odd nearby, parang ganun. So that's one way na pwedeng maka-receive ng mga observations from the game yung isang character.
Okay. Kasi tinatry ko usually siya sa vision ko. Go.
Usually kasi, like, the player can ask, like, PM, this is a scenario. Like, there's this arcane box that I see. DM, like, even during combat, this can happen. Like, DM, does the box seem... Can we... Parang... Can I know what the box does? Or is it magical in nature? So, there's the question. And then the DM will say, okay, you could roll for Arcana. Or sometimes the player themselves can say, DM, is the box magical in nature? May I use Arcana to ascertain that? Like, and then the DM will say, pwedeng, yes, you may. So, and then you roll. And then, let's say, you rolled high. So, ibig sabihin, it's a success. And then the DM is obligated to parang, what you call it, tell you
to describe
certain things about the box. Yeah, so said. Then the DM says, yes, it is magical in nature. And with that role, you are this and this and this and that. So, technically, only your character knows that data. Diba? So, sending that information... pero narinig na nila. So parang what you could do to pass on this information is then DM, I shout this to everyone because it's always a free action. Mm-hmm. okay. to shout the detail or the information to everyone. Like, I shout this information to everyone.
Doon na rin mapasok yung role-playing aspect.
Yes. Oh, like,
okay.
you could describe that with that information, my character is taken aback. There is distress in the way I look. And then I will tell the party, I will shout to the party that the box is arcane in nature and then that it has to be like this. This has to needs to be done to it. Parang ganon. So you are allowed to disseminate information para hindi lang left in the dark lahat ng kalaban mo. So that they could, during their turn, do something about it. Diba? Kasi may knowledge na rin sila.
Okay, parang excited tuloy. Parang gusto ko maglaro.
Oo. Pero yun nga eh, parang it gets tricky pagdating sa mga ganyang bagay. Kaya we're lucky na may ganyang mga setups, especially, well, whether physical or online, na parang the player that receives parang yung ganong klaseng observations through their character, they can make that move to share it with the rest of the party. Kasi before that even happens, kasi the rest of the party is talagang kailangan sumunod sila sa Scout's Honor na parang they will not act on this information through their character. Kasi nga naman in-game, their character has not received that information yet.
Uh-huh.
In any way, shape, or form.
At so alam parang, nila kung ano yun.
Oo. There's may ganung parang konting abiding to an unwritten rule, parang ganon.
I see. Okay. Medyo complicated din siya, no? Kung parang pag tinignan mo, parang laro lang tayo, alamin na natin kung ano yung mga gagawin natin, pero there's a lot more to it, parang underlying, no?
Lots of cues here and there. D&D talaga is a very social game, which you can still see naman pagdating sa Baldur's Gate 3, eh. There's a siguro mas curated or controlled pagdating sa Baldur's Gate 3, pero when you move it back to Dungeons and Dragons, may mga ganito talaga na layers here and there.
Nice. Okay. Wala lang. Parang, kasi ako, I always envision it, like, Baldur's Gate nga, like, sinabi ko nga, yun yung reference ko, na parang, syempre nakikita mo na lahat. Like, in your screen, kahit malayo pa, nakikita mo na, and what's anong itsura. I'm nakikurious lang ako, how would it run and then, ano, parang yung personal, yung totoong talagang Dungeons and Dragons na. So, yun nga, parang masaya din naman, ano, naririnig to ng mga listeners natin na parang gusto din malaman po ano yung gagawin nila when it comes to playing. And paano naman, ito naman, kasi outside of the combat, outside of perceiving everything, I also would like to ask, kasi di ba kanina pinag-usapan natin yung tungkol sa ano, sa mga hirelings nga. Gusto ko lang siya isingit. Kasi di ba parang there are NPCs na wala naman naglalaro sa kanila. And how do you interact with them, even the hirelings, hindi yung mga mercenaries, like even on the overworld? Paano ka makapag-interact sa mga NPCs? Like, kasi hindi naman sila players, parang ganun. Nakikita lang ako kasi di ba mo naman nakikita yung character traits nila, parang ganun, diba? Paano mo sila i-hire? Ganun, naano lang ako when it comes to playing that.
Yeah. As the DM kasi, I get to roleplay the NPC. The way I do it is that depending on the way the player character interacts with me, I just embody it like kung ano yung NPC, how the NPC would interact with somebody like this, given na ito yung attitude ng NPC. Like, if the NPC is a flirt, and then I would flirt at every instance that if a player character flirts with me. If, ganun lang, para I embody the character of the NPC. And then, tips lang naman din for the players. Like, when you are faced with an NPC, parang like for example, a kid, parang wag naman nating parang awayin yung kid or alam mo yon, respect pa rin naman, pero although there are there are some instances na parang Jesus Christ, we can't stream because you people are so evil, gano'n, parang ganyan. Yes, I mean like I've seen people interact poorly with the NPC and treat them poorly. But anyway, I mean like we the beauty of D&D is about role playing. So if you internalize well your character and how your character behaves in social interactions, it is the DM's role as well to internalize the NPC's character and interact accordingly to how you interact with me. So yun ang maganda. Mm-hmm. So there's a banter, and then it gets hilarious when there are other inputs from other players. Alam mo yun, like it gets fun. It gets creative that way. It's kinda, D&D is such a beautiful game in terms of social interaction. Kasi kaya nakakaganyo siya. Diba?
Because kasi parang wala siyang script eh. Parang ano pa rin. Parang there's always a new thing to see or to hear especially from NPCs. Yun nga, kaya ako siya na seeing it din. Kasi na-curious lang ako kasi basically some of the things that happens inside the game is not only run by the players themselves but also the NPCs. Kasi I have heard this one podcast which inaabangan ko siya dati na D&D podcast din siya. Yun nga, Franco, yung Dungeons and Daddies. Kasi
kasi
mostly parang part na naging kapartner nila yung dalawa, tatlong NPC na ang tagal nilang kasama. Tapos meron silang sariling ano, parang sila yung naging flavor nung party.
may naalala lang ako tuloy. This is more with me and the snitches kasi not a full disclosure kasi parang feeling ko naman nagbago na kami, pero yung mga na-describe ni Doc na mga tao doon sa snitches, we were the ones na niwa-warn ka ni Doc, pero so much na parang there was this long-standing na NPC na hindi naman namin literally pinagtitripan, tipong parang kinukulit lang namin kasi tanong kami ng tanong sa kanya, and ayun, parang very modest, very discreet, sasama pa rin siya ng sasama, nagbibigay pa rin naman ng sagot sa amin whenever we have questions pagdating sa kanya. He's a priest of Kelemvor, so for those listeners who know, parang more of death, afterlife, yung mga ganong bagay pagdating kay Kelemvor. True enough, medyo nagbago yung aming pakikipag-interact sa kanya when down in the graveyards or parang mausoleums, parang we were cornered sort of or blocked by this one undead, and siya na without any word, without skipping a beat, lumapit na lang sa harapan ng undead, and then biglang vinaporized in holy light yung undead. So parang kami, oh shit, wag dapat namin
nagulat siya.
Parang, oh shit, wag dapat namin pala itong kulitin.
Naging mabait lang siya sa inyo, tapos kaya niya palang gawin niya.
They are NPCs, sure. Pero honestly, they can be as powerful as the Dungeon Master says they are. Kaya parang, may ganong klaseng weight rin that you need to consider when interacting with NPCs. Kaya, there's a motivation to be to behave more specifically when you're interacting with an NPC in the game. Yun rin, parang with other players, parang pitching in, kasi nga naman, maybe you're a new player, at ikaw yung more social, kasi maganda-ganda yung charisma mo, nagsasuggest na sila na parang, ay,
may kamusap dyan.
Oo, parang, oh, okay, since ikaw yung bard, ganito, punta ka na sa kanya, tapos, tanungin mo kung saan meron ng ganito, parang, since meron nga nangyayari na ganito around the area, baka naman itanong mo sa kanya kung saan yung last na instance of that particular na parang incident or whatever. And in fairness, through that support by the other players, nade-develop nga naman yung social skills. As Doc puts it nga naman, like with my character na si Ronson, parang what happens with him is that I guess he's actually one of the more quieter members, especially dun sa parang core party namin sa Snitches, like way back. Tipong magsa-sidestep siya out of the main situation just to check out yung mga other NPCs dun. And then, since there's medyo lifted, since pagdating sa ganun, medyo lifted yung parang necessity to make serious interactions, pwedeng chill lang ako, lalapit lang ako as Ronson to one of the characters at as a gnome na merong height of a preschool student, ako'y lalapit lang sa NPC, hihilain ko yung tela sa kanilang pants, tapos biglang, hey mister, you wanna see me do a trick? Mga ganun. And then, dun ko na napupush yung pwede kong maging agenda, tipong, okay, there's this quest we're doing. So parang chichikahin ko na siya na parang, mister, can you tell us if, like, sabi daw kasi the cattles have been dying here and there, where are they being fed ba? Parang, is there something wrong with the grass? Mga ganun-ganun.
Mm-hmm.
And then, papasok-pasukan mo pa rin ng chika, of course. Mga ganun. Tipong small talk or however you wanna do it. Not always sexy. Yun na lang siguro. Kasi sabi mo nga naman ni Kaya... Oh, kasi sabi mo nga naman babad ka sa Baldur's Gate. So we're gonna move away from that siguro.
laging chinacharm yung mga ano, laging mataas yung charisma. Ay, pero yeah, ano, jumping right into the topic of ano, of tracking yung mga ano. Kasi naalala ko din yung sinabi ni Doc na yung mga cheat sheet na sinasabi ni Doc. Paano natatrack? Paano tinatrack mo rin ba, or kayong dalawa ni Franco, do you guys still keep track on all the things that, ano yung mga pinupulod nyo, ganun? Kasi di ba parang ang dami yung nakikita in the overworld na dinidescribe ni DM na, for example, ako yung character ko, lahat pinupulot niya, pulot lang ng pulot. Paano mo tinatrack yun? Ganun. Or minsan nakakalimutan mo na nakuha mo pala yung gantong item. Like, how do you keep track of all those items? Gold, ganun. Okay.
The easiest way is actually after the session, the DM would usually summarize what you got actually. It is the responsibility naman ng DM to summarize kung anong magic item ang nakuha, kung ilang gold ang nakuha per character, and then kung you are allowed a level up, ganun. Usually, the DM will tell that and the DM will summarize. I mean, the easiest way, ang maganda kasi sa D&D, you could go pen and paper. You just write it down. Yeah, you could write it down. Kung ano yung gold, kung did you level up, and then what you got from that session. Like, did you get a magic item, or did you get a potion, did you get a scroll? So, isusulat mo yon. And then more importantly, you write the name of the adventure dun sa kung saan mo sinulat yun. So usually the way I would do it, name no adventure, the gold that I got, the magic items that I got, and did I level up? Usually ganun siya.
I see.
And but I write it down. Pero kasi since ang pangit ng sulat ko dahil doktor, talagang siningit yung pangit na sulat. Kasi totoo. Hindi minsan pagka tinitignan ko yung handwriting ko, ano nga ba ito?
So, ako din naman.
I use Excel.
We are all DLD.
Yeah. I use a parang Google Sheet to track down that. Yeah. So that's the other way, you know. Yeah.
But paano yun pag ano, for example, ako yung character ko, sabi natin, thief, rogue, di ba parang rogue. Tapos ano siya, parang kleptomania siya. Walang lahat na nakikita niya na parang it would seem important in the future, kinukuha niya na lang, kinukuha na lahat na napatay niyo, kinuha niya yung ganito, kinuha niya yung ganito. Would that also reflect on the character na, ay, ang dami niya nang dalandala? Parang ganun. Parang,
there's such a thing as encumbrance. So, pero, ako naman, it's just good to know what you got kasi nga, like for example, you got a knife from this character, you got a piece of armor from this character, and if it's usable, then you can use it. Yeah, you can use it. Or sell it. Usually, sell is more like it. Para tumagdag sa gold pool mo. Yeah.
So yung gold is pooled on the party or parang individually as a person or as a character?
Individual yan. Usually, the DM will parang pool the money and then divide. So, equally divided among the players. So, usually, ganun siya.
Wala lang. Kasi, paano pala pag, for example, yung character ko na nag-ano siya, parang meron siyang hidden agenda niya na parang gusto niya na siya yung mas mayaman sa lahat. Parang ganun. Di ba, napupool nga yung
go. Mag-assign na ng accountant sa party. Huwag ka nang
gumastos. Parang gano'n. Like, ikaw na mayaman. Sa game namin, Franco, remember we have an accountant to say isang game natin. So, we have an accountant.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Jim.
Jim is around.
Yeah. Shout out.
I think naman na-discuss na din natin lahat ng nung pwede nating i-discuss when it comes to the playthrough. And if ever na may mga tanong yung natin, mga listeners natin, pwede namang iparating sa amin ni Franco na para itanong natin kay Doc, or if we can answer, then go. Mostly Franco naman yung magkasagot. Yeah. Kaya... kaya Pero... Yeah, Doc, in conclusion, ano yung mga ma-advise mo for the new players and also the existing players na naglalaro when it comes to communication, when it comes to interactions, when it comes to what we have discussed today?
Yeah, for me, take away from this session is always parang just to enjoy, have fun. Yun ang mahalaga. You have fun. And in having fun, you should also be able to respect yung other people and while having fun. In terms of the gameplay naman, it's always ang advice ko dyan is always the cheat sheet. You can never go wrong in knowing what your character can do in certain situations. And yeah, basically, yun lang naman. And then, so, also, parang positioning, and never be afraid to interact. Kasi, this is what the game is about. It is about interacting with other people, whether it be other players, other NPCs. Kasi, in that way, parang you create a livelier world. Parang, a livelier, yeah, make-believe world. It makes it fun and exciting at the same time.
Relica Franco, do you have any takeaways then to say to our listeners?
Siguro I wanna add in dun sa na-share na rin ni Doc in terms of like being aware na everybody's turning up at the table to have fun. And that said, we tend to have our own ways talaga of having fun even if tayo ay nag-decide na magsasama-sama tayo to play this one game or one session. So, parang try to be parang part of the good effort of making sure na everyone's parang sense of fun is considered and accommodated during the session, whether that is yung isa yung kasama sa table na talagang ma-MMORPG, so siya yung ma-combat, edi go, tulungan yun siya pagdating doon, let them deal damage, support and all that, or or the other one nasisipot sa session, and you know naman na na parang maybe theater kid siya, ma-improv, edi parang okay, sige, let's see kung pwede natin siya masingita ng isang NPC here or there para pwede niya maka-interact and hopefully pang-push dun sa quest ng pang-progress. Those types of small specific ways of having fun ay as much as possible, you as a player ay ma-consider mo rin kasi of course gusto mo rin naman mag-enjoy and in turn ma-make sure mo rin naman na everybody also has fun during the
perfect
session.
Yes, clap. Let's clap for that. And ako naman siguro ang takeaway ko lang din naman. Guys, please set an alarm para hindi kayo nalilate sa podcast.
What the hell?
Este, ano, para makasama kayo sa session, kako.
Be very fair nga naman.
Yeah.
Pero, I'd like to thank you, Doc, for being a good sport and also being a good speaker when it comes to this kind of, ano. I hope na makasama ka pa namin ulit in the future.
Thanks for having me. I mean, like,
Oo naman. And before anything else, I'd like to also say to our listeners na meron na kaming Patreon. Well, gumawa pa lang ako, pero it's not yet full-fledged. Siguro pagdating ng ano, pag na-upload na to, it would be fully pledged. Pero I have created a Patreon, and if ever meron na tong, ilagay ko sa show notes yung Patreon natin and yung mga ano namin. Ang dinagay ko dito, Franco, kasi hindi pa yata nakikita ni Franco. Ang ano, yung paid membership tiers namin, yung first tier, is like, ano naman, $2 per month lang naman, which is like a support for the podcast. Kasi ano, kasi hindi naman kami bayad dito. Gusto lang talaga namin ma-share yung ano, yung experiences ng mga guests namin and also me as a new player. And, you know, parang passion project namin to ni Franco, especially with our guests na talagang nag-provide sila ng time nila to share their knowledge and also their experiences. And yun lang, parang support lang. Alam niyo yun, ang nakalagay lang dito, pangkape namin ni Franco, $2 per month.
I mean, in fairness nga naman, a bit of coffee, especially dito sa ating multi-episode operation, it can go a long way nga naman. So,
totoo.
At first, akala ko nga yung announcement mo ng Patreon ay parang, oh great, may pang-equipment na or medications or whatever.
Hindi, actually, ito pa. Ang nakalagay kasi dun sa $2 per month is ano, general support for the podcast. And we, ano, isi-shoutout natin sila when it comes to ano, yung mga, kung may handle sila, kung meron silang gustong ipa-shoutout, then that would also be fine.
Okay.
Ang nakalagay dito, sabihin ko lang ng mabilis, pangkape namin ni Franco, $2 per month. Buy us coffee, pretty please. We do not really earn anything from doing the pod. We depend on our listener support. We just want you guys to enjoy the games as much as we do. The pod is solely run by the host, and with the help of his co-host Franco, we build up the podcast from its ashes. We thank you for the love and the one-up. Yun ang sabi ko sa nila. Pero meron din akong highlighted tier na mas mataas doon. Hindi ko pa talaga super set. Siguro pag nag-up to. Pero ang nilagay ko muna is $15 per month. Ang laki, di ba?
Oh, wow. You know what? Siguro later on, we'll flesh that out.
We,
like any other character, pa-flesh out natin yan eventually.
Yeah. Sorry naman mga listeners kasi ano, bago lang naman din kami sa Patreon and I haven't done this for the podcast naman before. Pero ang nilagay ko ng mga inclusions doon is still member shoutout. Parang pwede kayong mag-input ng mga gusto nyong ilagay or pag-usapan. Yung meron din kaming mga recording ng before the recording, meron kasi nire-record ko na to, kinakat ko lang yung mga ibang pinag-uusapan namin, yung mga behind the scenes content namin, kung mayroon kayong mga requests. And if ever on the near future, meron din kami mga exclusive contents na pwede nyo to see those things na marirelease namin in the future. Kaya, if ever, that would really help us naman para syempre mapakain man lang din namin yung mga guests namin. Pero yeah, yun lang, gusto ko lang i-bring up yung Patreon ng ano. I would link it on the show notes kung meron man kayong, kung interested lang kayo and to support the podcast, yun lang. And yun, also, Doc, since you're still here,
yes,
I want ko kung naaalala mo pa to, pero gusto yung ginagawa namin lagi ni Franco when it comes to our guest. Gusto ko sanang marinig yung character mo. Like, yung introduce mo yung
Jesus.
Kasi yung pinaka-recent. Sige na, please lang. Gusto ko yung ano, may boses.
I could do Krask. Like, Krask my barbarian. So,
yeah. Sige. Let the listeners meet Krask. In three. Ay, ganun agad. In your own terms, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Krask.
Fuck that! Okay, type.
Tang ina.
Pwede bang mag-goodbye na lang ako?
Oh, siya na nga.
Using Krask voice.
Okay. Sige. Goodbye na lang using Krask voice.
Okay.
My name is Krask. Goodbye, folks. Till next adventure. And remember, the best defense is a good offense. Good night.
Yay!
Yeah, nice!
Thank you!
Thank you so much, Doc. We can thank you enough.
Thank you so much, Doc Francis. And if ever, yeah. Doc, you have personal plugs that you would like to tell our listeners and also your socials, mm-hmm. we can add that also in the show notes. Go ahead, go plug if you ever meron kang gustong ipa-plug.
Yeah, there's not much really. I mean, like, my Instagram account is DocPapaBear2.0. It's just a showcase of me showing my ink and food and stuff. And my Twitter as well. My Twitter is a combination of parang HIV-related materials to reduce stigma. People can also parang reach out to akin sa Facebook. Like, yeah, just for anything. Like, Doc Francis Alianique. So, yeah. And again, thanks for having me here. Yeah.
Of course, I hope you had fun.
Yeah, I did. I mean, like, there's nothing fulfilling than having people, parang people having people learn more about Dungeons and Dragons, because it is a good way of practicing social skills. Yeah.
Yes, yun naman yung goal natin dito na to include more people and to, you know. Para maano lang mas maging out there lang, especially here in the Philippines, na mas maging aware lang yung tao na this is a thing. People have done it for quite a long time and wala siya masyadong, you know, parang some people na kilala ko kasi parang they're weirded out by it, pero it's not, it's actually really fun na parang nakakita na ako ng mga naglalaro and I'm really quite interested. Yun lang. So thank you everyone, thank you listeners, and thank you Doc Francis and also Franco for being here with me. Na natuloy na natin to sa wakas.
And, oh wow.
And yeah, say your goodbyes now. We would stop the podcast na. Bye everyone, and again.
Bye.
This is me, Kenny, the broke gamer, or your broke gamer, and I have my co-host Franco and Doc Papa Bear. And see you all at the respond point. Bye!
Bye guys, see you next time.
Hello, we thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Broke Gamer Podcast. This podcast is created, edited, and hosted by me, Kenny, with the support of my co-host, Franco. Art, outro, and intro music by Rio. If you have any questions, recommendations, non-violent reactions, you may DM us at X or Twitter at BrokeGamerPod. You may also show support for our independent podcast at Patreon, patreon.com/thebrokegamerpodcast, which we would upload other contents for the future episode and so on. You may also leave reviews from whatever podcast app you are using, as these things would help us with our algorithm.
We are thankful for your support to our podcast, and like always, we'll see you all at the response.